We're good to go.
Yep. We've been good to go.
Solid. And
Justin's gonna lead us in because he's never done it.
I've done it before, but I'll do it again. Welcome to the Four Horsemen podcast. We're just four regular dudes here to talk about the world and all its shittiness. We all have our choice of drink today. It's not Coke, I swear. It's whiskey. I'm just kidding. And I'm joined by Thomas Moore, Xavier Hagenbart, and then Patrick Hall, who's our guest this week.
How's it going, guys?
Why don't you introduce yourself, since you're new to the show?
Yeah, sure. So, my name is Patrick Hall. I'm an apprentice electrician, and I probably got in here because of Tommy. Tommy's been my good bud since way too long ago. Tom and I were in scouts together, middle school, all kinds of stuff. So I've got lots of embarrassing stories about Tom that I'm just so excited to tell.
Excellent. We're happy to hear them.
No, we're not.
Quality entertainment for the whole family, I can guarantee it.
What kind of band were you in? Like, genre? I want to know.
Tom, what do you want to call it?
What kind of genre of your music?
I'd call it, like, maybe not metal, but, like, rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
our
good
best attempt at rock.
Yeah. It's not quite metal, but it's not, like, quite... It's somewhere in between, I think, is where I would put it, but...
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, yeah. Here's the first embarrassing thing. Yeah.
There's me. There's Tom.
Yeah.
Have you guys gone platinum?
Ryan.
Who's your record dealer?
We've got two platinum albums.
Nice.
We've got two platinum albums. One of them is called Swatting Flies, and the other one's called Physical Memory, and you can check them out on YouTube or iTunes or Google Play or Amazon or Spotify.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shameless plug right there, boys. All the people watching.
All three of us.
All right, so... I've got a topic, and I feel like it's kind of the elephant in the room, because it just happened.
Yes, it is.
And everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about it, so we don't have to dwell on it long. So RBG is dead. So that happened the other day, right? It was pancreatic cancer?
Yes, it was
some form of cancer that apparently sneaks up on you. I hear it's a really, really terrible way to go. So my condolences, first of all, to her family, and prayers for her soul. But my question for you guys is this: in the wake of this happening, how do you think America is going to respond to it?
Well, they've already responded to it. It's mostly positive.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And I think it's really neat, actually. It looks like, to me personally, I don't know, maybe things are different in your circles. But to me personally, it looks like even like conservatives are showing this like outpouring of support, really. I haven't really met any or seen any conservatives online who have been like, oh, fuck that lady. You know, like.
Yeah, it's because they're not trying to be complete fucking scum assholes like the Democrats were when one of Trump's family members died or some shit.
It's not classy.
That was a couple weeks ago, right?
Oops.
And they said, what did they say? It was the wrong Trump that died, like completely
respectful.
So I think conservatives are trying to be like, yeah, we're not like that. We respect people in death, no matter their political ideology.
Right.
Well, they're.
My bad.
Oh, wait.
No, you're good. You're good, Justin. You go.
There are some times where conservatives are also being kind of assholes. Like, I remember Mitch McConnell a couple years ago when Obama was in office, he shut down the government and fucked over a lot of federal workers, including my family. Yeah. But I think it goes back and forth. But in these recent times, leftists and especially people who identify as Democrats are polarizing the country. So.
I think the fault is probably shared. I think it's pretty well known at this point. I am no Democrat, but I like to think of them kind of as Ronald Reagan puts it, our well-meaning friends. You know, I don't think that they're purposefully doing anything. I think they have a righteous sense of being pissed off. But I think it's displaced in a lot of times, but like, I don't think they're bad, you know? I think there's some bad people for sure, but
I wasn't labeling every Democrat.
Yeah, I know you were. You're good, dude. I'm just
going to segue to the topic I kind of wanted to discuss, if you don't mind if I open
it. Yeah, go for it.
So, my drummer in the band that I'm with right now, we've been trying to put on a show forever, and then COVID happened. But that's besides the point. He's, you know, all the other band members in my band are vote Democrat. So I like to talk to them and bounce ideas off of them, because I feel like I've been in kind of a Republican bubble. And I think it's always wise to talk to the other side and see what well-meaning people have to say about things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I was talking to my my friend, my drummer, his name's Mark, I was talking to him about like why I vote usually one issue, and that's the pro-life issue, right? Because I feel like that's one of the most serious black stains on this government that we've got going on right now, is that abortion's still allowed to go on in this country. It's just freaking sick. It drives me nuts. And he brought up the fact that he thinks that climate change, and basically what he's been told is our responsibility for the destruction, the eventual destruction of the earth and the atmosphere and whatnot, killing all humans, is a bigger issue. And I wanted to throw that at you guys and see what you thought of it, because we're almost on the same page there with life and all of humanity kind of being the priority there. And I was kind of wondering what you guys thought about his response. What do you guys think?
I'll go first. So
go for it.
A lot of the evidence they try to push out is misinformed and not scientifically proven. So the climate change and the woes and the highs of the summer being really high every year, or the winters being really cold, that's just how the earth naturally flows. Now the polar the ice caps melting, they've been melting, and have we attributed to it? There's really no direct evidence of it. It's just melting. But one direct evidence maybe that has some merit to it is the methane gas produced by the cows, and that attributing to hotter climates. But even that's a reach from all the articles I've read. So
my father-in-law actually designed a satellite that measures the thickness of ice with lasers from space.
Oh, that's sick.
And he was talking about how I asked him when I was first starting to get to know him about what he thought about climate change, because I felt like he had a very informed, you know, straight up numbers perspective on what was actually going on, at least with the thickness of the ice. And what he had to say was, it's growing in some places and it's shrinking in some places. And I don't think that points to anything. And so, I don't know. That's basically as much as from the horse's mouth as you can get, is the NASA scientist who designed the freaking satellite in space. So,
yeah. I agree.
Yeah, you brought up a lot of good points. Like, as far as the climate change thing goes, I think that there's a lot of liberals who will agree it's growing in some places, but the problem is more that it's shrinking faster in other places than it's growing in the certain places. Mm-hmm. The flip side of that is, like, everyone's got their own single issue that matters the most to them. Like, I know, Pat, you and I line up pretty closely on the pro-life thing, and that's actually one of the only places I diverge from the Libertarian Party on. I tend to line up very well with them, except for the pro-life thing. But to someone who, like, I think pro-life people like to look at Democrats and be like, oh, they support killing babies. And pro-choice people tend to look at Republicans and say, like, oh, they hate women's rights. And it's like, well, neither is true. Republicans don't want to limit women's rights, and Democrats don't want to kill babies. It's just that they don't believe the same thing, so it doesn't match, you know? So, yeah. And to someone who doesn't believe it's a life, like, I can understand why it's not as big of an issue as, say, climate change. So I think everyone's got their own thing that matters more to them, and everyone's got their own thing that matters less, you know?
Yeah.
So everyone's a good person at heart. It's just what they choose to prioritize and their views that we disagree on. But
Except that sucks about the United States. The thing I hate about the United States is that it's a two-party system. Only two parties are in control, and naturally, it's going to be very polarizing, especially when we have all these issues going around.
Right.
So yeah, they either force you to choose one side that only believes in these set of issues of one way, and then there's another one that believes in the one in the other way. It's like you can't really go in between.
So, Axe, did you have anything to say about this?
Honestly, I missed most of the conversation because Discord had minimized. Like my cat pressed a button on my computer and Discord had minimized, and I didn't know how to. It wouldn't let me pull it back up, so I had to restart my computer for a bit.
Your first mistake was owning a cat.
True.
That's where you went wrong in the first place.
I have to agree with Tom here.
Out of my mind. He's a sweet little thing, but he's a bastard at the same time.
It's cats.
So I'm going to lead to a kind of a lighter topic here. Right. If we can shift away from politics for a little bit, because I'm sure lot of people at work or whatever don't want to get even more depressed about what's going on in the outside world.
Amen.
I heard someone else ask this on a different podcast I listened to, so it's not my idea, but I thought it would be neat to ask you guys. What are you fixated on right now? Like, what is the thing that's occupying when you're at work or at home or whatever? What is what's occupying your mind? What are you thinking about while you're doing other stuff? That sort of thing.
I'm going to be a dad.
That's right. Congratulations, Patrick.
Congrats,
yeah.
Man.
Congrats.
I'm excited. You picked out a name for it's a girl, right?
It's a girl. Her name's going to be Hannah Grace. That's kind of been my wife's
congratulations.
Like, dream name since she was a little girl. So I'm happy to kind of make that happen. Pretty awesome.
I'll drink some more to that.
How many months?
Cheers, boys. So she's over halfway there. So she's in third trimester.
Oh.
I think we're going to have a 24-week appointment's the next one, I think.
Nice. Okay.
So
I think we're at 22 weeks.
Has Alyssa gotten to the point yet where she's waking up at 3 a.m. and asking you to get pickle juice or whatever?
I can't for her tell cravings? Because I sleep too. I sleep too deep. It's gonna be a problem because she's gonna have to literally tase me in order to get me up. Like, Patrick, the baby wants you. Patrick, get up.
Give me some chicken nuggets.
I just sleep too deep. I sleep walk. I sleep talk. I can have whole conversations with my eyes open and I'm asleep. It's
right. I actually have a story about that. Patrick, and you've heard me tell this a million times, but you guys haven't. Patrick and I shared a tent at summer camp years and years and years ago. We were probably like 12 years old. I know, I see you making that face, Justin. Oh, yeah.
Scandalous.
But I remember him waking up in like a cold sweat in the middle of the night. It was like 1 or 2 a.m. I need everyone to have buddies.
Cut out.
Well, they were doing the buddy system, you know, like they do so that you don't get lost or raped or stolen in the wilderness or something. Yeah. I don't know. And so that was like what they kept drilling into our head is that you need a buddy. It's kind of the equivalent of basic training without the smoking.
You cut out when you said what I said, Tom. Give it to him one more time.
Basic training.
Yeah. It was like he woke up and he's like, oh, everyone needs to have buddies. Buddies. Where's everyone's buddies? Because they've been, like, drilling the buddy system into our head. I remember trying to coax him back to sleep. I was like, Patrick, it's okay, bud. We've got buddies.
How old do you think we were, Tom, when that happened? How old?
Like 11 or 12. We were young.
Yeah.
Like, we've all got embarrassing stories.
Tom, this was 10 whole years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know how old that makes me feel? That was 10 years ago?
That was a decade ago. Yeah. Before the dark time. Before Corona.
Before the Empire.
Before the Republic. So, Xavier, what are you fixated on right now?
This new term I've seen come into light. It's not very popular, but hashtag age fluid. Been fixated on that.
What's that?
A person whose age identity is not fixed and changes over time depending on the situation.
I just want to talk. I just want to talk to them. I just want to talk.
Yeah, it's not a very.
I just want to talk to them.
I just want to talk to the pedophile. I just want to talk. I just want to talk. Ooh, we just got banned.
That's him, by the way. That's Revolver. I like it.
Thank you. It's brand new. I'm not going to show it again because poor Xavier is trying to stream on Twitch.
You just can't shoot it.
Can you actually?
Yeah, you can shoot it. Guns. You just can't shoot it on.
Don't aim at yourself either. Don't Kirk from yourself.
Serial numbers showing on that, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not going to show the serial. I just picked it up. It's a DC police trade-in revolver from like the 1960s. So I'm very happy.
Points it at hand.
I don't even own any ammunition. You can see all the chambers are empty. I don't even own. It's 38 special. I don't own any revolver ammunition, so I there's literally no way anything could happen.
So when the zombie apocalypse comes, you can play IRL, Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare. It's like,
oh man, it was a good purchase. It was like $200, and it came with all the accoutrement. So it had the old police style holster, the old police speed loaders, and speed loader holsters. It was a good purchase. I was happy.
Bring the golden boy to be player.
Yeah. So Xavier, you're fixated on this this ageism thing that's going around. You mean pedophiles with extra steps, right?
Yeah, it's just it's the next step, I guess, in the LGBTQ. I can't even say it's part of like LGBTQ, whatever the next five fucking letters they've added on in the last year are. But they don't even support that kind of movement. I know there's two cases that I've read about a 30-year-old who identifies as a 15-year-old who wants to go back to high school.
That's like
they're currently trying to let him do that. But there's also a 6-year-old who identifies as an 8-year-old who was adopted by two other people, legally adopted by two other people, and hangs out with their 6-year-old daughter, and he's in his 40s.
Oh, geez.
So I didn't get what you were saying at first. I thought you meant like a 6-year-old who identifies as an 8-year-old. And I was like, that just sounds like bad parenting. Like,
well, yeah, they can do that too. I bet teenagers would be like,
I just want to talk to them.
21, so I can get lit legally or some shit.
Yeah, like.
No, but.
Well, I remember this used to be a Ben Shapiro point, right? It was like, he'd be like, hey, let me ask you a question. Why aren't you 60? They're like, because I'm 21. And he's like, well, why aren't you 60? And it's like, yep. I don't know. It's passed into the realm of absurd, I think.
Here, I'm gonna show this on the on the channel. It's this is the kind of graphic that they gave for that.
Why'd you have to put our logo onto the child?
I wasn't trying to.
I'm messing around.
Cancel.
This guy Gordo retweet. If you're proud to say he was identified as age fluid.
Oh Jesus!
Fucking.
This is gonna be a heavy drinking episode. I can tell you that much.
So it's all a result of this pedophile ring that's going on right now. We all know what's happening.
Pizzagate
with Epstein stuff.
Pizzagate, exactly. Yeah. Pizzagate. That's exactly what it is. They're trying to normalize it so that by the time it all comes out, people are like, "Oh, but it's." It's just love. You can't stop love.
You know why they're normalizing it? Sick. It's because the election is coming up, and guess who's on the list?
Joe Biden. Let's not go down that road.
Creepy. Don't worry. Creepy Uncle Biden.
He won't be president for very long.
Biden gives a five sniffs.
Sounds like a threat.
The Biden sniffing memes. Like, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have to love them. Like they're exactly. So good. It's like
Kamala Babylon and B. Biden have both said that the Harris Biden ticket instead of the Biden Harris ticket on accident. They've both let it slip at this point.
Okay. Saying,
Since we're working on the Harris Biden ticket.
Since we're on the topic of Biden, did y'all see his like speech? He played Despacito.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, his poll things in Florida to get the Latino vote, and extremely awkward. Like, Jesus,
I think it wasn't as awkward as when he was stepping out that plane, and he was looking to his right, you know, that little staircase, and he was waving at something, and the camera pans over, there's literally only clouds in the air, there's no audience, there's no people.
Was it as awkward as when he said, "You're not black if you don't vote for me"? Was it that awkward?
I'll never understand in all my years how that wasn't the end.
Or that, like, how poor kids have all the same opportunities as white kids.
Man, I'm dropping a meme about that, by the way. I'm dropping it in Discord.
There's no way, shape, or form I can see this guy winning.
He's just not the right nominee.
Look, if I didn't know any of this dumb shit about him and I went in and I saw his political shit, I'd be like, okay, I can get behind some of that. Yeah. But now it's at the point where I'm just like your personality fucking sucks.
Like, not only is he the head of politics,
you look good on paper, but your presentation is just fucking awful.
And it's not just about politics and getting stuff done at home domestically. It's also representing the country itself.
I don't want
that guy talking to the head of China, trying to figure things out. Like, he can't even figure out what state he is in when he gives speeches.
I'll say this much. A lot of people, that's the thing they didn't like about Trump, though, is that, like, they felt like he was very, like, what's the word? Foot in mouth, I guess, with these other world leaders. They're like, oh, Trump's going to get us all nuked. It's like, but that's what a lot of people respected about him, too, is that he didn't bow in front of, like, the president of China. He didn't, like, apologize for Pearl Harbor. He was like, fuck you, America's great, you know? So it's just two different outlooks, I think, on the whole issue. But and yeah, he's weak. We all know who's really going to be running the country.
It's not going to be Harris. It's going to be his chief of staff, whoever he picks.
You think?
Yeah. Because usually the VP doesn't do much. It's the chief of staff that's always like close with the president.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So chief of staff plans everything out for the president and all the secretaries he talks to. So, or she, whoever he picks.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys should check out the meme I just posted in the general chat, by the way.
The meme?
Did you post anything there?
Yeah, I did. Did I post in the wrong thing?
Patrick left.
Bye, Patrick. Bye, Patrick.
Fucking left. There he is.
He's back.
I posted in the welcome chat, like the live.
Well, welcome chat.
I didn't post it in general. My bad. Here, let me get it in general.
There we go.
I thought you guys would appreciate this. Super dark humor, so apologies in advance.
Eat pant. Oh yeah, I've seen this before.
Locked up.
Did the Hodge twins retweet this or something?
Nothing there. That's fucking hilarious.
I actually don't follow them. I hear they're worth a follow though.
They're pretty right leaning.
Gotcha. I follow a lot of left leaning people too. Like, have you guys ever heard of Shoe on Head?
Yeah, with Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme? No, she's like a New Yorker, black haired chick, but she's pretty liberal, but she's like smart about it.
It's
like
Shoe on Head.
She's a YouTuber.
Oh, before I forget talking about this, it's not just liberals who can't talk, like certain liberals like Joe Biden. It's also certain Republicans like George Bush.
Hmm.
Like, well, I remember.
Sorry, no, you're gone.
I remember the initial like years after 9/11. And I watched a documentary about this, and it was literally just the chief of staff and the attorney general running the show and getting stuff done with Congress, so they can go over to the Middle East and blow shit up. So
it's kind of wild. Yeah, I think the bigger issue is that Biden's just old, you know.
He's definitely going dementia.
He's going crazy. But Justin, what are you fixated on?
Besides not watching the news or trying to get depressed from the news. Honestly, just waiting for my job. You know, I can't really talk about it on the show, but everything. So usually when you graduate college, you already have, you know, a life set up for you, like after a month or two. Like, your job is ready, you're good to go, but because of Corona, I'm not as lucky because I want to work in law enforcement, and that shit takes forever to process. So I'm just kind of just stuck in limbo, doing these odd jobs, just trying to get some money saved up so I can get my life going. So I'm fixated on that. Jobs. Yeah.
Get paid $16 an hour to drive for Amazon.
Exactly. Like dumb shit like that.
Shit.
Hey, so you're not hosting still, are you?
What?
Are you still hosting on Twitch, by the way?
Yeah, we're up to 9 people.
That's up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were hosting someone else. That's my bad.
Anyway, what were you saying, Justin?
Yeah, just waiting. I'm just imagining a scenario where COVID didn't happen and we all be off doing our thing right now. But yeah, now I get more time to talk with you guys though. Like the positive side is I get to spend more time with my family, my friends. So I'm grateful for that. It's just kind of annoying because I wanted to start my career a little earlier.
My life hasn't changed much.
Yeah, but you're trying to do something for the Army. That would have been processed faster if COVID didn't happen. Yeah.
No, it was long processing times before COVID started.
Not too elongated.
I do not think it got any elongated due to COVID. Also elongated.
Wait, actually, you have a dog too?
Yes. I think he's currently chewing. She's chewing on her cow.
Her cow.
Very nice.
You could go, Harley.
How much?
Does the cat and the dog get along?
No, fuck. They fight every time.
Really?
They're basically yin and yang. Or like Vatu from Legend of Korra or some shit. And the other one.
That's right. Going again.
Anyway, I did want to read this just this New Yorker article title. It's Cuties, the extraordinary Netflix debut that became the target of right-wing campaign.
I saw this article, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting right-wing people are getting slandered for hating the movie Cuties, which is so obviously sexualizing 11-year-olds on screen.
Totally.
I'm going to take a drink every time I hear something so fucking patently ridiculous.
I just want to talk.
I literally can't. I just want to talk. I just want to talk. I just want to talk.
The fact that they said it was extraordinary...
Well,
and it's to mention it's also written by Richard Brody, who
what was that Patrick?
Himself looks like.
A... I said, "Yikes!" Can you hear me?
That I can hear you.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. Like, I don't understand how this has gotten twisted into a right versus left thing. I think it's Republicans were just the first ones on the bandwagon, like some prominent ones. So,
like a shared thing. Like everyone should hate pedophiles.
All of my Democrat friends hate this, by the way. Like, just because a couple of crazy people on one side are doing that, like, all the Democrat people I know fucking hate Cuties. I don't know a single person who's, like, in support of it.
Can we talk more about the issues of pedophiles themselves? I think we kind of mentioned it earlier in the show, but
dude, since we had Patrick in the show. It's actually going to be a new podcast. We're going to have a guest each week, but we're just going to slander pedophiles the entire time. That's all we've talked about for like
different people hating on different topics of pedophiles.
Cut off their hands. Cut off their hands. Hang them up on a statue of Jesus.
Mark them in the foreheads.
Throw them off the Statue of Liberty, right, Tom?
It's going to be a farm. So, Patrick, I want to hear your thoughts about how do we solve the problems of pedophiles? Because obviously nobody likes, you know, an older person sniffing on a kid.
Yeah, you're about to have a kid too.
I'm about to.
It's an ugly world out here.
So, what's your takeaway and what's your solution to the problem?
So I'm gonna start off by saying, pedophiles are fucking garbage.
Wow, not stunning and brave.
I know, stunning and brave.
You know, not everyone has the conviction to get online and say an opinion that controversial. So thank you for your insight.
Apparently, nowadays, I'm a brave human being for saying that pedophiles are fucking pieces of human trash. I can also say that I was listening to some of your podcasts earlier, and Tom was talking about everybody on the sexual predator list should have their hands cut off, right? That was the that's a plan before. And then there'd be this like discrimination. Anybody who sees somebody with their hands cut off is like, oh, now exactly. Johnny, you better watch
it's
out.
Such a good idea. Cut off their hands.
Hands cut off.
And cut off their hands.
A pedophile, so run along now, Johnny. Go home.
Yeah, but in like 20 years, they're going to have prosthetics, going to have robo hands. It's going to be like Star Wars. So yeah, I don't. That's not long-term solution.
They're still going to have to wear gloves or something. Like, the uncanny valley is never going to be crossed in our lifetimes to the point where people look like they have regular hands.
It's
You're
a temporary
always going to be
solution.
Able to tell.
I'm looking for a long-term solution. So what do you got for me? What do you got for me? I'm listening.
Branding. On the forehead.
Branding.
I'm nervous
was this,
about
this. Glorious Bastards?
Battle Royale.
Because I mean, I talked to this one guy. He's on the sex offender list, right? Because when he was young, his psycho sister told the cop that he touched her, right?
Okay.
Because she was mad at him for XYZ, whatever bullshit. And the cops were like, okay, so you can either take 20 years in prison or we'll have you sign this plea deal that puts you on the list of registered sex offenders and you get to go home and you're just on probation for a while.
Sounds like some story a sex offender would tell.
It does.
I'm kidding.
I mean, I worked with a guy for a number of months, and I really don't think he's that kind of guy to, you know, touch his sister. But either way, point is, that scenario could perfectly well have happened to somebody. I know a family member of mine also had a psychopathic sister that could have done something equally as bad. I can easily imagine that happening. So I would say something like Tom's idea would be a good idea, except I think they should be repeat offenders. Once you get that second offense, that's when you get your hands cut off.
Lose your hands. You lose a hand every time you get on the list.
There you go. Yeah, so you get on the list the first time. Maybe, you know, some psycho put you on there and you had to sign a plea deal or some shit. But if it's the second time and you're a repeat offender, I think then you lose your hands because there's no uncertainty at that point.
Like
there's
that.
No like, oh, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he's just, you know, something could have happened, some legal loophole. Somebody wanted him to really fuck him. You know, they put him on the sex offender list. No. Second offense. I love Tom's idea. You lose your hands. Your hands are gone.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with that.
And you're castrated as well, just because, you know, I got to throw something
out. No. No, that's the best part about them losing their hands. Is that it's so close and it still works, but they can't do anything with it.
Tom,
no
so
one's
fixated on this idea. It's
just they can't do anything.
Jerk off with what them about them. The women, Tom? Because I don't know if you know.
You
this,
think a woman is going to want to sleep with a registered sex offender?
No.
Who has no,
no I mean,
hands?
What if the woman's a sex offender? Don't you remember the sex offender shuffle, Tom? We learned a value in the sex offender shuffle. Gotcha, girls can do it too. Okay.
Can we
were bad, the... but now we're good.
So we're
can we
scary.
Watch that on stream? Are we allowed to? Are we allowed to watch that and react to it? X.
Oh.
Can we pull it up?
No.
It won't be in real time for you. Everyone's seen the sex offender shuffle.
Everybody's seen.
I'll link it in chat so everybody can watch it.
Right, that works.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Cut off their hands. Fucking nail them to a statue of like, I don't know, Teddy Roosevelt or something. Some president who would have approved. And or like better yet, put them like places where children are to warn off other potential sex offenders. Put them on like churches
that.
And
I don't know about that one.
Preschools are a good place to put severed hands.
So Tom,
I don't understand putting severed hands in a preschool. I just don't get it.
I can't.
It's a warning sign. It's like putting a skull outside your hideout.
What's going on?
Okay, I got a better idea. How about this? So you know how China has a social system, the social score system? How about we put that in place for criminals? So the
Black Mirror episode about that.
Really?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, a felon who committed murder should be like up here, and then registered sex offender should be like right here, and just go off the punishments for that, like increase taxes, you know, curfews, that type of shit. That's what China does.
Wait, so if you have more points, you're a worse person.
If you have more points, you're a better person. If you have a low score, so you get every offense you do takes it down.
I was gonna say, can I, Can I speed run the point?
No, you can't.
Can I like
play the video game? It's real life.
Have you guys seen the Orville? Has anyone seen that show?
No.
So it's the creator of Family Guy. He made a show that's like a parody of Star Trek. That's kind of the premise. But they visit this one planet where everyone has a social score, right? And you can scan someone else to see what their social score is. And then that determines whether or not you want to hang out with them, you want to associate with them. Because if you hang out with the wrong people, your social score goes down. It's kind of like sharing your credit score with someone else who has a bad credit score. And then your credit score will go down because you're on the same, like, I don't know, you have a joint credit account or something like that.
So basically India, right?
Oh, God. Like the caste system. I don't know how the caste system works, so I can't speak to that. But
how are you a history major and not know how the caste system
works? I mean, I know the basics. I don't know if it's the way it still works nowadays. Like, I know it's still in there in some places, but like, I won't pretend to have visited India, you know? I know historically how it works.
Your major is truly useless.
It's not my field of study. Caste system work. I focused on like medieval Europe and the Byzantine Empire. I didn't focus on like the caste system in India.
I designed
my uncle always. My uncle talked about how he went to India and he saw a guy riding in a truck, right? Just some guy riding in a truck, and he had his goat, you know, in the front seat of the truck in shotgun. And you know what he had in the bed of the truck?
Oh no, it's his wife, isn't it? It's his wife.
Was in the bed of the truck.
Oh no, shotgun. Oh okay? No,
that's how they treat people over there.
So
thanks. I saw Doom Composter's comment. I agree, man. I agree. Like it's
Composter or Coomster.
Coomster. Whatever it is, that I'll drink to that because like unless you get a doctorate in it, it's kind of worthless. You could maybe teach at a high school, but like
I cannot imagine getting a doctorate in history and spending almost $200,000. On a fucking doctorate in history major just to teach at a fucking high school with a bunch.
Well, if you got the money for it.
The doctorate will get you a job like teaching as a professor. Bachelor's will get you a job as a teacher at like a high school. So I could go teach at a high school.
What would be worse is having to call Tom Dr. Moore. That would be the worst part.
I actually substitute teach at a high school right now, so I won't say which. Because you little bastards in the comment section are going to find out which one and fucking email them and shit. But
all 10 people watching.
Patrick, it's our old high school. So
Tom, watching your following, calling your following bastards is probably not a good way to grow that following. Okay, let's try and help X out instead of condemning his following as bastards. Unless we want to go the Slipknot route and just go like... Hello, maggots. Oh, welcome. Bastards. This is.
I like the. What's everyone's favorite insult? I want to hear that because mine is Slim Dick Fuck Nugget. But like, what's like the most creative insult you have?
Creative.
Coom slinger.
Coom slinger.
like Doom Coomster.
I don't know. I feel like calling. I don't know. Just calling someone a cum depository is just
that's a good one. A
fucking month, like it sucks. I bet that sucks being called that.
Does anyone in chat have any really good insults?
Give us your
Karen's
best.
Karen's one of my favorite new ones.
Do your worst.
Karen's one of my new insults that I love. But I mean, I can't say I've ever called. Actual females Karen before.
I've never called someone a Karen to their face.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, that fucking bitch was a Karen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loses your affiliate in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh no. Not all 12 of my dollars.
No. Dude, hey, that's a Chipotle meal.
I can't pull money. I can't pull money out of Twitch unless it's over $100.
Well, so
I have to wait. Not only that, but I have to have gained that money. That money in the in the account needs to be 45 days old.
That's still 1/10 of the way there. Think about it.
I still gotta wait 45 days. Every time another dollar is put in there, that's another 45 days I have to wait.
A month and a half from now, you're gonna have $100. Think of it that way.
No, I'm not. Unless I made $100 tonight, a month and a half from now, I won't have $100.
That sucks.
I'm just saying, that's how it works, and it just, you know, it kind of sucks. But you know, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because
you heard it first. He's begging for money. He's begging chat for money. Doxin.
I'm not doing this for the money.
Send his info to, I don't know, who does YouTube drama? Like iGemin or some shit?
Fucking
the right opinion. Guy. Send his info. Do an hour-long special on Hello Infantry.
Expose my ass. I'm beginning to think that if I just get a bunch
nobody
of
wants to see
publicity.
That X.
Oh, God, yeah. Probably not. It's really hairy down there.
Ew.
Not...
Ew.
Does anyone shave their butthole? Like, just be honest.
No comment. I'm not getting involved in this.
I can't deny the shaving of the butthole, but what I can say is when I did, my wife was like, I don't like it.
I don't.
So I just want to say this stream like is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club.
Manscaping.
I fucked it up.
Manscaped, please sponsor us. I'll say this much. I have used Harry's razors for like, I mean, not recently, but I've used them for years before I grew the beard. And like, that's some premium shit. I will never buy a different razor.
So you shaved your butthole with it?
No, I did not.
You didn't shave your face?
But I could have. Baseball. But I could have shaved it easily without nicking it.
You have.
You might need friends to shave your butthole. Like, it's hard to reach.
Like you?
Yeah, like so you? You just need a really good friend to go down there and just...
Would you consider yourself a really good friend of mine, Xavier? Are you a really good friend?
I don't know if I'm
join the
good
stream
friend,
next but... week for...
Yes, next episode we're shaving Tom's butthole, audio only.
Next episode, we'll talk
about viewership increases by 1,000.
It's just
subscribe
like,
to
it's
my
like
Pornhub
ripped.
Channel at yeah.
my OnlyFans
HNP69.com.
That should be our premium.
It's just ripping sounds and screaming.
That should be our Patreon. Like, if people donate, they should be able to watch that.
If they donate $100,000, I'll make anything they want, except any bodily harm.
Oh, who just joined?
No.
That's me. I'm streaming.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Why
are you stealing viewership?
I'm streaming.
Oh, you're playing World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't interesting enough for you. I see how it is.
No. It's just something to watch while we talk.
Here's the meme I'm talking about here.
I'm looking at it.
No, I can't. It's not okay.
Oh, jeez.
True. That's yeah. That's basically what it's like.
That's great.
This is my Instagram memes worth stealing. If anybody's interested, it's.
I have followed it for years, and it's. Stolen. They are worth stealing. I have stolen them.
What type of quality memes are they?
They're memes worth stealing. That's the fucking quality. It's in the name.
It's worth stealing.
Well, dickhead, how about you give me another like way to measure it?
Okay, what memes are worth stealing? Pretty damn good memes.
Take a look at the Instagram page. It's worth it. I greatly enjoy them.
It's fun. It's a fun time.
Anyway,
it's not that funny. You don't have to laugh that hard.
All right, who's got another topic? Justin?
I can bring us into another topic. So, I have a question. So, a couple of days ago, I heard that TikTok was going to get taken off the App Store.
Today...
It's gone. No. So, today, I saw an NFL commercial for TikTok. So, and I looked at my phone... And it's still in the App Store. So what happened? Did the Chinese version get banned or did the American version get banned?
I think it's supposed to be gone by the end of today. What was the deal?
Oh, yeah. There. So why did I see a commercial on during my Redskins game when they got destroyed?
I'm not sure I'm supposed to talk about this, but I actually build server buildings for TikTok. Like,
oh,
I've been actively working on building material to go to server buildings for the company TikTok. So I'm pretty sure they're not planning on quitting.
Yeah.
I thought they were selling it to someone.
I think somebody's going to buy them. I have a family member that works for Microsoft. He doesn't really know.
Maybe the deal is they need to have their servers in the US. Because I know the big issue with TikTok was that like the Chinese government was able to access the information there. And then part of that was Department of Defense members were making TikToks, right? And they were worried that a lot of that information was going to get shared with China. So I wonder if the servers are stateside, if that might change some things and they might let TikTok stay. Because no one wants to limit, you know, the free press. Like, this is capitalist America. No one wants to limit a company.
Exactly.
Even in the interest of national security, it's like they don't want to do it. So I'd imagine if you're working on servers, that there's a likelihood that they might be here to stay as long as the servers are in America and China doesn't have access to them. But that's that's my own little tinfoil hat theory.
It's a theory. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys think it should be banned? I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago at this point.
Maybe not banned, but sold to an American company.
Yeah.
Frankly, honestly, I think
I'm also someone who uses iFunny, and that's a Russian app, so
I use iFunny as well. I'm an addict.
Is that where you're
Oh shit, we're not supposed to talk about it.
Part of the ship, part of the crew. What? Who part said that? Ship,
part of the fucking crew.
Shut up.
My girlfriend's a Redditor, so she just calls me gay all the time.
And my girlfriend's a Redditor too.
And you're also gay, Tom.
You gay.
I mean, it's true.
It's a fucking cult. It's
true.
iFunny's a dumbass, racist, sexist cult. But goddamn, I've seen some wholesome shit come from this community as well. Like, people look out for each other on there sometimes, but then you come across something, it's like, I fucking hate black people. And it's like, why? God. They're so blatant about it, too.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, Christ. Here we go.
Have you ever gone on Reddit 5050?
Yes.
Straight up, there's too many TikToks on there right now.
On
every
Reddit?
Other freaking meme. No, on
iFunny.
It's all TikToks
are everywhere, dude.
I just dislike everyone. I don't even, I'm just like frown, swipe.
There's a couple I find funny, but I can't do it. Like,
I like hybrid calisthenics.
I like it. I'm down.
Hybrid calisthenics. Hybrid calisthenics is, he's a really cool dude.
What does he make? What kind of content?
He does like workout videos and like stretches and how to do things in a healthy way. Yeah.
On TikTok?
On every platform. But he said he likes iFunny the best.
Oh, hell yeah.
It is where he was.
I didn't realize iFunny was like a whole platform. I thought iFunny was like one of those.
Dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I always kind of had this vision in my head. One of those like sketchy apps you download while you're taking a shit. You know, the kind like you see them in Facebook all the time. You're scrolling through and you see like, want to see fun. Or it's like really bad English or whatever. It's like, want to see fun meme? We hook you up.
It's the Russian.
But
my wife's
hell.
People.
Yeah. But if you guys like it, like hell. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
It's definitely something that I could see getting banned in the future.
It's like meth.
How fucked up it is.
Going back,
I've had the app since
the
bathroom, I was in seventh grade.
Like,
so,
well, China's, or excuse me, Russia's kind of taking a back seat, I feel like, compared to the whole China thing. I feel like because China has been doing all this shit with the Muslims in the concentration camps and
the Uyghur people.
Or they're silencing people who say anything about Hong Kong. Oh, I said Hong Kong. No one in China is going to watch this anymore. Like China's kind of taking a dip in public favor compared to Russia. I mean, you're always going to have those really like fringe people who are like, oh, you only hate China because you hate Chinese people. But I think Republican and Democrat mostly agree that China's kind of gone off the rails lately.
I agree.
I like Chinese people. I hate communism.
Yeah.
Better red than better dead than red.
Hell yeah. Oh,
even though the you know what's ironic?
What?
That statement doesn't really apply to us because we're conservative and the Republican flag has a lot of red in it.
Okay, so it's communism.
And so does the flag of the Marine Corps.
They don't call conservatives the Red Army. They called the Red Army the Soviet Army. Or they called the Soviet Army the Red Army. But there's some other colored armies in Russia.
I was going to say the color of the British is red, and they're like our staunch allies. So we have red in our flag. Like, who cares?
We're allies because we want to, not because we have to.
It's like fucking 7 colors out there. There's like a billion colors if you're female, but guys only see in like 7 colors. And red is one of the 3 big ones, like blue, green, and red. Like
the primary colors.
there's like 5 of them. Like everyone's been there. They're where like your girlfriend's like, go inside and grab,
take it or leave it.
Grab the maroon color thing. And it's like, I don't know what the hell maroon is. Do you mean red? Do you want the red one?
Dark red.
Yeah, and I don't know the chartreuse. Like, I don't know what these things are. Beige, like...
Chartreuse is a liquor, Tom. It's French. Made by the monks.
But it's also a color, right? Like, chartreuse is definitely a color. I'm not tripping on that one.
The color you're literally wearing right now.
Yeah, I know what beige is. But I'm just saying,
you didn't.
But I'm just saying, like, it's... Like, as... I don't know about you guys, but for me personally...
I think you need to put down the whiskey.
Do we need to go back to preschool?
There's like 5 primary colors. There's 3.
It's because he's a history major and there's no historical films that are in color. It's all black and
history
white.
Major.
Major.
That's what I said. Major.
You are without a doubt the worst lieutenant I've ever seen. But I have a bachelor degree.
But I went to college.
It's like the plankton thing. But I went to college. Patrick, I know I don't need you to back me up on this, but I know you feel similar. I don't think college like does all that much for you.
This like, was also
unless yeah, unless you're in like a highly specialized career
Thank
field,
you.
Like engineering or something like that.
Hatred for our education system and the trades alternatives. That was my listed topic we gotta talk about.
Oh, there we go. We made it right in there.
Because,
yeah, I mean, go on, say it.
Honestly, all I've heard from the tradesmen as I've been joining this is like electricians are not blue collar anymore. They make 6 figures on a regular
fucking
basis.
Rich.
That's like they make a crap ton of money.
Well, how do you?
His dad is the superintendent. He's like, yeah, he makes 6-figure bonuses. No big deal. I'm like, are you kidding me? 6-figure bonuses?
That's ridiculous. I think the richest person in my family was a plumber. Like, he just knew what he was doing with his money, and he invested well, and he worked really hard and had a lot of contracts, and he did really well for himself. But, like, how do you guys define white collar versus blue collar? Is white collar just someone who makes a lot of money, or is white collar someone who works on, like, a computer or behind a desk all day? Like,
blue collar is more hands-on, and then white collar is more like literally white collar. You're wearing
like,
it all the time, and you're at home doing stuff.
Yeah, the way I always saw it was that white collar like works behind a desk and like does computer shit or like does paperwork or like they're like accountants and lawyers, and blue collar were people like who work with their hands, and that typically
driver
for a funeral home.
Well, we're all blue collar technically.
Guy workers who work.
I'm definitely blue collar right now.
Stereotypically, eschew physical labor.
Yeah, like
physical.
Like I work as a security guard. You guys.
Stereotypical refers to workers who engage in hard manual labor, typically agriculture, manufacturing, construction, mining, or maintenance. But I mean, like a lot of like the point is they make a lot of money.
That's changing though.
You know.
Exactly. But Patrick, that's changing though, right? Like
I'm
you
saying,
said, like a lot of people who are working like traditionally blue collar jobs, like jobs that in the past might not have paid a lot, are making a lot of money now. So
yeah, Absolutely.
I think it definitely is kind of redefining what we consider white collar versus blue collar.
I don't understand why society decided that you need a degree to get a job. I just don't
because traditionally the white collar jobs paid more. And nowadays it's not the case anymore, but
it's not the case anymore. The
yes, but our parents kept telling us that you needed a degree to make money because that's what their parents told them.
The door to entry is just
and
it's
every
gone.
Every parent wants what the best for their child to live the most comfortable life possible. So they thought getting a degree was like that. Oh shit. Well, hold on. Now degrees are getting oversaturated and you're only getting 30 to 40K jobs with a bachelor's. Oh, boo hoo. Who would have known supply and demand exist with degrees too?
But well,
one of the richest people in our country right now is Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, sorry, not Mark Zuckerberg. Who am I thinking
he
of?
He didn't get rich until we were already kids.
No, but he dropped out of college, didn't he?
He dropped out of college. Bill Gates dropped out of college. Steve Jobs dropped out of college.
Kind
of
got kicked out, whatever.
Well, I think a lot of same this game. Shit. Like, I think the deal with Mark Zuckerberg, though, is that he already had a thing that was making him a lot of money. He didn't need to stay in college. But,
making him money.
Didn't Facebook start making a lot of money?
Yeah,
is that what happened?
No, it didn't. It didn't start making a lot of money until later. He never wanted to sell into ads because his whole thing was being cool. Facebook was only cool in gaining popularity because there were no ads saying hot singles in your area and shit like that. But the other guy who owned the other half of the company, he wanted to do that. And that was a huge lawsuit.
Well, I know for a fact that Mark Zuckerberg was one of the, at the time, back in 2006 or whatever, he was the youngest self-made millionaire in the world.
Yeah.
Like he was officially a millionaire at 26, don't quote me, but he was in his 20s, when he made his millions. So maybe he didn't drop out of college because of Facebook, but maybe it was, I don't know.
Insider, 13 billionaires who dropped out of college before making their fortunes. We've got Ralph Lauren, we've got WhatsApp co-founder Jan Kwong, Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg became a billionaire at 23.
Las Vegas Sands CEO Sheldon Adelson.
I'm about to turn 23.
CNN founder Todd Turner. Nobody cares. It's CNN. Screw you. Ty Warner, who made Beanie Babies, dropped out of college in 1962. DreamWorks Animation co-founder David Geffen.
Oh, good for him. That's one
Michael,
I respect.
You might respect this name. You might recognize his name, Dell, Dell, dropped out of college, University of Texas in Austin to sell computers.
So basically a lot of the computer, personal computer founders and shit.
Larry Ellison,
social media founders.
Oracle, Bill Gates.
You guys
want to
develop an app together?
It's not going to
work. It's too late, man. It's too late,
you
man.
Need something new.
Hey, so have you guys...
Social media is here.
Uber co-founder, Travis Kalanick.
Oh, well, that's understandable. I've used Uber. Have you guys heard what happened to John McAfee? Do you guys know his story?
Nope.
It's too
John McAfee. I'll give you the TLDR version. John McAfee
for 10 years, and he's living somewhere in Belize.
He's living in South America or Central America, like on the lam. He's running from governments, and I saw him on a podcast I like to follow a lot. He appeared for them, and he's so fucking funny because he's clearly high out of his mind and not on marijuana. The whole time, he's challenging people to fight him. He's talking about the feds coming in and
he hates his shit more than anybody else. He hates McAfee.
I believe it. Yeah,
I fucking hate McAfee. If that thing is a virus in itself to download.
Honest to God,
it drives me nuts.
But what, he sold it to who? Yahoo or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Smart move.
He probably made a boatload of money, and he probably blew it all on crack. John McAfee, I'm joking. If you hear this, please, we want to have you on our podcast.
Hell yeah.
Dude, John,
what do you guys think about...
McAfee ain't coming on here.
I have a interesting...
You wouldn't take him?
I would definitely take him in a fucking heartbeat. I'd suck his dick to have him on here.
Go ahead, Justin.
Fuck you guys. I have an interesting topic to switch to. I'm pretty sure we beaten this fucking horse to death.
It's not interesting anymore. Okay, we see how it is, Justin.
Literally, we talked about it for like 15 minutes, but suck my dick. Anyways.
You would like that, wouldn't you, Justin?
All right, I would. Go ahead. You want to come over here?
Yes. Hang on.
Oh, it's parking lot 7 p.m. Good for you. Anyways, how do you guys feel about certain things being open, like restaurants, grocery stores, but NFL games and NBA games and baseball games still being closed off and only being able to see them from home?
And walked away, so I'll start on that one. I don't think people are as dumb as people think they are. Like we watch this condensed thing on the news, right? And we see only like the big highlights of people who are being real fucking idiots. But I think generally speaking, most people are not that dumb, and most people care about their neighbor.
We're offline. We're offline.
My internet went out.
Oh shit.
I don't know what it fucking is.
We can save it. We can save that. Save that thought, Tom.
Yeah, you're good.
What was the topic?
No, it's still running the podcast. We're just not on Twitch.
Oh.
No, that's fine. To continue on. Do you guys want to wait till we get back up on?
Let's wait.
Internet?
Yeah, we'll hold off.
Because we're obviously
still recording the podcast. We're just not on Twitch.
Oh. Okay.
We'll keep going, Tom. Yeah. But like the big thing is, I think people are mostly good and mostly smart. So to keep everything closed, I think is kind of an insult to people's intelligence. Like, if I can say that, like
libertarianism. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm all for like doing
their own adult decisions.
Yeah. Like I'm all for like wearing a mask and social distancing and caring about my fellow Americans. But like the flip side is like, you know, I also want to be free to make my own decisions too. So if I'm so scared I want to cower in my house all day, I'll do that. But if I'm, you know, feeling like I need to go out and do something, I can do that too, as long as I'm smart about it.
Oh.
I think the government has no place in that personally. But you know, that's just me. Be good to your fellow people. Be smart, but don't like have the government nose their way into everything.
Well, for the NFL, it's not the government, it's the organization itself that's not letting people into the stadiums.
So the government has had nothing to say about the NFL?
I'm pretty sure they had something to say. But
I'm just saying, like, are they being, like forced to have, like, only half capacity or whatever?
No. They're not at half capacity, that's zero capacity. There's zero people at football games, that's the whole...
Well, you know what I mean, though. You know what I meant? Is that like they're being forced to do that, or are they not?
They're not being forced. Is my thing, and I feel like they could figure out a smart way to limit spreads inside the stadium, because we're doing literally everything else in society right now. And you know, watching football from the stadiums, you can literally section off seats. You can create these shields. Have hand sanitizer stations everywhere. And the NFL has enough money, and each team has enough money to upgrade these stadiums to be able to do that. And to just say like, oh, sorry, we're just not going to have it.
It's because it costs too much money to fix. Image. They want to portray the image that everything's going to be terrible until we elect new leadership.
It's very political.
They don't want it to be fun. Yeah. They don't want it to be okay. They don't want to make it as good as they can. They don't want to try and fix the problem.
Yeah.
So you know, they've in many June, ways to try and work around the problem.
In June, the NFL actually allowed each team to dictate their own attendance capacity. So it's not the NFL as an organization to begin with. It's based on the
team. Well, the NFL is putting pressure on these teams.
No, they're not. It's an advertisement. Said you can do whatever the hell you want.
Do they make enough money?
The Washington Redskins ended up as the Washington football team.
Yeah.
So... my question is, do they make enough money to break even by doing this, right? So,
they're selling.
Most of the money they get from advertising, people watching the game on
right,
TV.
But a lot of their money, I'd imagine, like, they probably make a good couple hundred grand per game, right? If the stadium's packed. So, like, do they make enough money Because, but you're also, you know, you're paying those executives a lot of money. You're paying the players each like millions of dollars. So, but,
it's like how Justin was saying that they make more money on the advertisements. I mean, all those people who aren't at the game are at home watching the game, watching the advertisements.
Right.
Also, to make up for some of that lost income, because they are making something off of the tickets, because having one television set watching one ad, kind of like on a like if it's how we get how our ads are calculated.
And dude, I was watching the fucking Redskins game. They had ads playing every fucking single second. Fucking receive the ball after the kickoff. Boom, ad. Fucking somebody gets hurt. 30-second ad. So they have enough.
But they're money. Selling cardboard cutouts in the stands too.
Yeah.
Which is wait, they're selling those? Hilarious. I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
So you can buy a cardboard cutout of yourself or something?
Yeah, I know they do it for baseball.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. It's not cool enough for me to buy one, but still cool.
Yeah.
All right. Xavier, have you given us a topic yet?
Yeah.
Talked about the cuties thing, right?
The article cuties and the age fluid bullshit.
Age fluid. I love how like the whole LGBT community has like rounded on them. And they're like, no, fuck that.
It's not even just it's every community. It's everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody likes
but LGBT in particular like gives me a little warm and fuzzy. Because it's like, even they're like, no, because they're trying to get included in that group, right? So they've added themselves to the end of that. I forget what
color would it be?
I don't know.
what color would pedophiles be?
It would just be their symbol, their scrawls.
It would be panda eyes.
Pizza.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
No, that made me cry the other night at work when I saw that.
Panda eyes?
The panda. When I found out about panda eyes, that made me so sad. I was actually at work, like sobbing.
I'm not in on this. What happened?
So when anyone watching on stream, like fucking fast forward or turn it off. Anyone listening, fast forward 30 seconds. If you don't want to hear this is kind of graphic.
Fast forward 30 seconds.
If they're listening on Spotify, that's what I meant. So the panda eyes thing, right? When a child is abused, their eyes bug out of their head and their blood vessels around their eyes burst. And so it gives them this dark kind of eyeshadow appearance. And it's heartbreaking to look at pictures like that. I found out about it the other night while I was at work. It's the worst thing in the world. Because the thing I saw, the article that was shared, included a whole bunch of pictures. And it's the saddest thing you will ever see in your life.
Agreed.
Yeah. But like, what's even worse about it is that these people who are like, you know, the trans age, the pedophiles with extra steps, they're like putting like this thick, it's not like regular eyeliner. It's like the blood vessels, I'm talking like this whole area, like the blood vessels are burst. So these people, these pedophiles will put on makeup like this. And it's part of their like culture now or whatever, is that the panda eyes thing, it's the most fucking awful thing you will ever witness. And
panda.
Wow, we actually gained a viewer during that time. I'm so sorry, whoever that is that had to come in to us talking about panda eyes, but it's the most like degenerate, disgusting thing you're ever gonna see in your life, at least that I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you for joining us. More horsemen.
Immediately leaves.
Yeah, it's sad as shit. Do not recommend you guys look it up. But
happy fucking note.
It was my girlfriend. It was my girl. Hi, sweetie. Yeah. So
we should be closing out pretty soon. So Patrick, at the end of every episode, we have our guests kind of ask us a personal question, but be prepared to answer this question yourself. We should have told you at the beginning. I've completely forgot.
Don't worry. I've listened to all the podcasts. I'm prepared.
Okay, so you know the deal. You know the deal.
I know the deal. I'm ready to go.
All right.
Smart man. Are you guys ready? I appreciate you, Patrick. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So when did it hit you guys, like the first moment that you realize that you're going to end up homeless if you don't man up and become an adult right now?
Is when I was making $200 to $300 per paycheck, while I have a lot of debt from college. I was like, fuck, I need to quit this job and get another one so I can get rid of my debt and not be homeless once I start making some more money. So
that's a good one. I don't honestly think I've been in a situation where I thought I was going to be on the streets anytime soon. I've always kind of had like that cushion of living with my parents.
Oh, before. Yeah.
But I'm living on my own right now, so I'm kind of getting that firsthand experience of what it's like to get hit in the fucking nuts by bills sometimes, and it sucks. Yeah, but I've been working my ass off at work. I've been trying to get noticed by management to try and get me full-time hours, and I got full-time hours now. I start this week. Tomorrow is my full-time schedule.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Actually gonna be good work.
A good amount of money to where I can support myself and still and start putting some shit into savings, which is perfect timing because my student loans will have to, like, those payments resume in December. So
December, yeah. Lucky. Mine are starting in November.
See, yeah, they told me they were supposed to start this month, but they extended it for another 3 months, and I was like,
oh, damn. Nice.
Very nice.
Very nice, sir.
Thanks, Bahila.
$100 a month, dude.
For me, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I know Patrick remembers vividly. Patrick and I, for a few months, shared an apartment. And I think the reality of that hit me when we were already there. So it's one thing to be living with your parents and then decide to move out and say, oh, rent's only $500 a month, but you don't include, like, internet, heat, electricity, water, insurance. And
groceries
so
that kill me.
Yeah, groceries too. I was living off of like eggs and rice and alcohol. So
alcohol is expensive. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, cheap. Yeah. Cheap liquor. Cheap liquor. I got you, man.
But honestly, that was a big thing for me. It was like, I was like, shit, like, is this what it's gonna be like all the time when I'm gone? But I think definitely when I start working full time, that'll help things a lot. So
yeah. All right, Patrick, what about you?
I don't know. It's been a tough one. I feel like I've had a couple moments like that, and even now, especially with number one on the way, the little bean is coming.
Oh yeah.
I can't imagine. Just like,
congratulations again. Excuse more liquor.
I woke up in the morning one morning. I was in my bed, and I looked over, and I knew Alyssa hadn't. She was late by a couple days, so I was like, did you take it? And she's like, Patrick, you're going to be a daddy. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And she's like, no,
I
really,
fell
Patrick.
Back asleep.
I took 3 tests.
Come here, Patrick. Patrick, come here. You're gonna come be here. Come here. Let's go, horseman. Bring it. Raise him up.
Cheers.
Congratulations.
My can's out.
Guys, if anyone in chat or watching the podcast wants to support a brand new dad, we're gonna link his band's page in the description on Spotify. So go give them a go give them a listen. Patrick would greatly appreciate it. I'm sure. So give them a shout.
Yes. But yeah, that's just been on my mind a lot lately.
They make good music.
It's been on my mind.
Well, I'm sure it would. It's gonna be on your mind, dude, until, like, I'd imagine probably 6 months after you actually have the kid, right? Like,
yeah, it's just
like,
it's nuts.
Until it actually happens, like, you're not gonna be able to stop thinking about it, I think. Yeah. But
it's insanity. It really is.
It's gonna be a lot of late nights. Have fun.
Yeah,
well, that's the fun part too. Is raising a kid, you get to raise your offspring that you made, and you get to shape him however you want to, and he's gonna turn out either just like you or a little differently.
It's going to be the complete opposite of you. So just raise it how you want and then be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Shut up, Dad.
Oh, jeez.
It's okay, Patrick Jr.
It's a girl.
No, I mean, like, what if you get the boy?
Patricia. No, yeah. He already knows it's going to be a girl, dude.
I know, but, like, if he chooses to get another kid.
Someday.
Another kid.
Sometime exactly. We'll have Patrick Blaine Hall III.
We'll be coming. Oh, yeah. You can call him Trey. Trey. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Trey.
Heck yeah. Chris. Thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
It's been a fun time.
Thanks for coming.
And I've really enjoyed watching the show. I've really enjoyed watching the show. It's been awesome.
Well, then you need to stay on our ass and tell us to come out with new episodes every day.
Yeah, come out with new episodes, you guys. What the heck? Let's go.
Every day.
Every day. Don't back down, X. Every day.
No. That file is corrupted, Tom.
Shit. I didn't know that. That sucks.
Yeah. Went in to edit it. Nothing came out good.
It's okay. It wasn't me, so it's all right.
No. I mean, it was us. And when I put the file, I downloaded 4 different file types. Not a single one came out good. It was like the whole fucking time. I was like, what the fuck?
That blows.
So hopefully this doesn't happen again.
Oh yeah.
Or Craig is just gonna get fucking.
Let's fire him. Hire someone else. Go to hell, Craig.
We'll just
fuck Craig, man. Skype, what a piece of shit.
And remember, we didn't live stream that episode either, so I couldn't take the audio from the live stream.
That's right. I don't think that episode was anything special anyway. We didn't have a guest. It was just us. And
I didn't really remember very much from the episode. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was nothing special, so nobody missed out on anything.
Maybe we could post that one with us and Antonio the first time in like early July. July 1st. It's going to be outdated as fuck.
Isn't that already posted? Isn't that already there? Mm-mm. We did post the Antonio episode?
Not the first one. The second one. There's an original one that we did that we decided not to post because it was too controversial.
We'll make a Patreon. And anyone who wants to subscribe to Patreon.
It's going to be an OnlyFans. 4 Horsemen OnlyFans. Yes.
We just post like our controversial political opinions on there.
It's gonna be me in a tank top with like flesh colored balloon titties.
Nice.
You get what you pay for. It's $3.99.
You get what you fucking deserve.
It's like 10 cents. Oh man.
Or maybe
I just want to talk to him.
I tried to do some Victoria's Secret. Victor's Secret.
Chat, if Xavier made an OnlyFans like that, would you guys subscribe?
Of course I would.
Oh, Zolano would subscribe.
I have a running joke with my wife. One of my best friends is like a pro gambler. He deals cards right now. But basically we have this joke that we have a porn channel called HMP69. And so that's whenever Alyssa has a question about what I've been doing or what I've been up to lately, I'm just like, yeah, I don't have to shoot a porno with my buddy House for HMP 69.
I had a suspicion it was
check
House.
It out. Of course it's House.
Wish I was good at gambling.
Oh man. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. It's been a good day. Again, you can check out Patrick's band in the description. We're gonna link him there.
You wanna link it now? Like what's the band called on Spotify?
It's called Iron Sight. I shot it over on the general text channel if you want to see the link for YouTube. And then I'll shoot another
F.
Bye, have a wonderful time.
On the general text channel. It's for it's for the Johnny Analog right now.
The Reverb Nation?
Yeah, the Reverb Nation one. So that's Johnny Analog. That's my band. And then the Iron Sight one is kind of a project that I've taken over. I took it from Thomas. Irresponsible Hands. once again.
I haven't been involved with Ironsight since I was like 17 years old.
This is what
it's
used
been
to
a
do.
Hot minute.
This is the way.
Tom and Ryan and Ryan and Ryan and me.
No. You have now three Ryans?
Yes,
we did. Have three Ryans, yep.
Three Ryans. Nice. That was
and, so- for anyone listening on Spotify, we'll link Patrick's channel in the description, both of his channels, so no need to worry. Definitely give his music a look. It's really good. I personally listen to it while I'm working out, so definitely check it out.
I'm gonna check
it out. My wife and I are coming out with a music album, or a music album, guys. A country music album, like a folk song album. We've got like three or four songs done. It'll be out soon on the YouTube channel. That's gonna be huge turn left for what we've been doing, but it's a lot of fun.
Hey man, like a good you gotta just like I guess throw everything out there and see what sticks, right?
Exactly.
See what you guys are good
exactly.
at. Because maybe you guys don't like doing country music, but maybe you're really good at it, you know.
Who knows? Do you have a fiddle player?
Yeah, she plays the violin.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Oh shit, that looks badass.
There you go. Yeah, that's her axe.
Oh, holy shit.
It's an electric fucking fiddle.
There you go. Yep, so we've got that coming along the pipeline, so that's exciting. And
the
then
pipeline.
Awesome.
Hopefully, yeah, we want to get a demo CD out for Johnny Analog soon, but it's just been slow going since coronavirus kind of took us out. We were trying to do some live stuff. We were really focusing on live shows, and then Corona hit, and I guess, and we were like, well, I guess we're focusing on recording now, so... We're gonna
Do you guys plan on doing live shows once Corona lifts?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Awesome. We're even gonna try and look for some like drive-in stuff if we can find it. But
cool.
And also, I know that Two Silos Place is a great stage, and they've been doing music the whole time. And apparently,
I was just gonna suggest to you.
Shout out Two Silos.
Yeah, one of
Sponsor
our old
us.
Band managers. One of the Please. Old band managers apparently knows the guy who does the booking there. So we'll see. I'd love to get up on that stage. There would be nothing better than to get up on that stage and rock.
I was there the other week. And I feel like I saw people there. Like,
yeah.
Doing the like a live performance. So
yeah.
I can't remember for sure, but
get up there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
Hell yeah, man. Well, I'm sure they'd love to give you a spot too if they listen to your music and they decide you're good.
I would love to have it if they decide we're good.
Yeah, man. But again, everyone listening, definitely go give him a look at. He makes some really good kind of rock stuff, and it's definitely worthwhile. Take a look at it. So
I agree.
Thanks again. Thanks for having us on, you guys. We really appreciate.
Patrick. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate having you. It's always great.
I really enjoyed being on the show. I really enjoyed it, and I've listened to all the episodes, and I plan on continuing to be regular listener. It's just been a great time.
Yeah.
My number one fan appreciate on the podcast. It, beat that.
That's great. Patrick, I can personally attest Patrick has been listening and giving me feedback since day one. So he's
See what
been an avid listener.
When you listen to every episode. I haven't even I haven't checked.
Pat is the man.
What do you call it? Like our viewership, listenership in a while.
You want to check it real quick?
It's still about the same.
You want to embarrass us in front of chat?
Yes, she does.
We have a total of 48 plays and an estimated audience of 10.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
We've made 45 cents.
And one of those is Patrick.
45 cents.
It takes a long time. It takes a long time.
Three. Take it or leave it.
I will attest.
Once we find our groove and like get into like a genre or some shit, like we'll be listened to. I'm one of those people who review podcasts.
I think we
fucking do that.
We really just need to get into a habit of doing it every week. Like we fell off the wayside.
Really
Patrick, in case you can't see chat, by the way, people are saying Pat Demand. So
hashtag Pat Demand.
Hashtag Pat Demand.
Yeah,
should be an emoji.
You guys rock.
I only have three emojis.
Actually, that's quite a lot for, you know.
No, you get one for tier one sub, tier three, two sub, and tier three.
All a total. But we haven't.
I only have a total of three emojis
slots,
and I've used none of them yet. I just got done with my badges, my sub badges.
Nice. But I feel like, shit, I lost my train of thought. Never mind. I don't remember what we were talking about.
We have to do it every week. We just have to stay on it.
I feel like that's more important than a specific topic, because we can talk about whatever. You know, politics or whatever is going to get stale after a while, but like, the more important thing is we fall off the bandwagon for like 3 weeks at a time, so that's our issue. But
yeah.
I mean, we had another podcast, but it got corrupted, so.
It sucks. Thanks for everyone who came out in the chat. Thanks for the follow, Pat, by the way. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Go check out Pat's music. I can't wait to check it out right after this podcast. I'm sure it sounds amazing from what Tom says about it, what he says about it. It sounds amazing. Another round of applause for Pat. Congratulations. You're about to be a father. That's very exciting for you. Probably very scary at the same time, but I think you'll be good, man. You got a strong career ahead of you. It's not going anywhere. You got a loyal partner by your side, I hope.
Absolutely.
And obviously you have a lot of good friends that are behind, got your back. So there's you got a lot of support to lean on.
Absolutely. And
if you ever need anybody from us, the Four Horsemen, just give us a call.
Thank you, sir. I absolutely will. Anytime you guys need me, I'll be here. Call me up.
All right. Any last words, gentlemen? No. All right.
School, stay in drugs.
Stay in drugs. With that, we bid everyone adieu and a good night. Have a great week this week. Tomorrow's Monday. Wake up early. Go back to work. Can't wait till it's Friday again.